The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marco Miuskovich.
Marco Miuskovich is registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities LLC, 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004, and at Fell Strategy Partners, 677 Ala Moana Boulevard, Suite 720, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96813. This show is for informational purposes only. Individual risk tolerance and investment objectives must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
And now your host, Marco Miuskovich.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marco Miuskovich, Vice President and Financial Advisor at Wealth Strategy Partners. Wealth Strategy Partners, wide angle, comprehensive financial services firm located right here in Honolulu at 677 Ala Moana Boulevard, Suite 720. As of 2012, we are in California and Nevada, so we have offices across the three states helping business owners successfully get out of the business on their own time and on their own terms, pretty much leave the business in style. Hawaii Money Resource is on the air every single day, Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Also online, nonstop, at HawaiiMoneyResource.com, HawaiiMoneyResource.com, and also on the Facebook, Facebook.com/HawaiiMoneyResource. So what do we do over here? We bring the guests every day into our studio, try to pick their brain for 1 hour, try to educate you that are listening to our show, try to help you understand dynamics when it comes to the business, running the business, and hopefully excite you enough so you can go ahead and start maybe your own business. We are pro-business, and that's what we do over here every day. Hopefully, you're going to be taking notes today, and hopefully, you're going to be learning something new. Don't forget, Wealth Strategy Partners and Hawaii Money Resource teaming up to bring more financial representatives on board. We are hiring right now, so if you are interested in your career and you're sick and tired of your old one, give me a call, 695-2102, 695-2102. So today we have a guest, and today is going to be very interesting show. I'm giving you a heads up. Why? Because we have a psychologist in the studio with us, and we're going to figure it out what is going on in the mind of the business owners, parents, and children when it comes to the transferring business from one generation to another generation. Today's guest is Silke Vogelman-Sein. Did I say that right?
Yes, perfect.
Let's turn the mic one more time. Did you hear me? Okay, good. Did I say that last name right, Silke?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're going to have a battle of the accents because Silke is from Germany originally. She's a PhD psychologist, licensed in Hawaii, located 1188 Bishop Street, Suite 2705. Silke, thank you so much for coming. I know it's going to be a very interesting show because we're going to go deep into the mind of people and try to talk about all these issues that people are dealing when it comes to the business and business dynamics, and especially when it comes to the transfer of business between parents to the children. So we're going to be talking more about family-owned businesses, but just in general, how the people's mind operate and why certain things are happening, because this is a huge challenge. And it's pretty much very known issue with all the people that are dealing with the business owners and when it comes to the transfer business from one generation to another. But before we go into that interesting part, Silke, why don't you tell me, please, a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Thank you for having me, Marco.
Of course.
And I want to share with you that I was born and raised in Germany, and especially in Munich. I grew up there. It's a beautiful city. And then I studied at the University of Munich and became a teacher. And after that, I went to South Africa and I lived in Cape Town for 5 years. And I taught at the University of Cape Town German language, and then I studied psychology there.
What prompted you to go there, Rob?
Oh, that's a long story.
Okay, you have 3 minutes.
I was going to get... with some friends. I went with some friends there that wanted to write about South Africa.
Okay, and how did you decide to go the route of psychology after you were be teaching German in a university?
I was always very interested in psychology, and I had the opportunity to study for free because I was lecturing at the University of Cape Town.
Perfect.
And then I taught psychology at the University of Cape Town for maybe 2 years, and then I decided I wanted to do clinical psychology. I was a little bored with academic psychology. And then I got accepted at the University of Hawaii as a graduate student, and I came here in 1973, and then I finished my PhD here at the University of Hawaii, and I stayed in Hawaii ever since.
Wow, that's what a story. So from Germany to South Africa, from South Africa to Hawaii, it's a pretty long route. Silke, tell me a little bit about what you do for fun.
Oh, I do weightlifting, exercise, and I'm very interested in health.
Okay. So I guess a lot of outdoorsy, a lot of walking, jogging, and everything that is related to the healthy living.
Yes, that's my goal.
Because the reason I ask this question is especially the nature of your work is you're working with the people on a daily basis, and it's not something that is, you know, here is the product you buy, see you later, maybe never again. You go very deep into the minds of the people. And a lot of time, their burden become your burden because, you know, you're hearing these stories, you try to help them as much as you can. You try to help them understand why certain things are happening in their life and why certain, you know, things happen in life in the past, right? And a lot of time, their baggage become your baggage. So how do you balance your personal life with your professional life so this doesn't affect your personal life?
That's a really excellent question. But when we get trained, we learn to set good boundaries with clients and to do our best to see it as it's their issue and it's not my issue. And then to help them problem solve or have goals that they choose to have. So we kind of stay more on the outside, helping them develop themselves.
Right, but still you're hearing all kind of stories, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, people get suicidal and all of that, but I do a lot of meditation as well. Every day I meditate to just clear my mind and to be centered.
So the meditation is the one way how you try to balance your personal life, and what else do you do? How do you switch off how do you take off your business hat, your professional hat, and you put your personal on?
Well, I'm also married, and so my husband is a clinical psychologist as well, and we share an office, so we're a little bit of a family-owned business, if you will. And so when we are together, we don't talk about business. We just have fun.
That's perfect. So what else do you do? Anything else? Any other hobbies?
No, that's about
it. Do you travel? Do you ever go back to Munich in Germany?
Yes, about every 5-6 years I go back. The other thing I want to share, I do the power plates. It's an instrument that really builds bone and strength, and we have it at home, and so that's also a passion.
Power plates.
Yeah, power plates. It's a vibration technology, and it's fabulous.
Wow, I have no clue what it is. I'm trying to visualize it right now, but maybe you can help me later on, show me some pictures online. Anyway, Silke, thank you so much for sharing a little bit about yourself. We're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we're going to dive into the mind, deep into the mind of business owners and how and why they're having the issues that they're having when it comes to the transfer and passing it to the next generation. My name is Marko Miuškovic. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. Stay tuned and we'll be right back after the quick commercial break.
760 KGU.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
If you're going to the windward side, no problems on the H3 or the Like. On the Pali, though, there's an accident reported near Waokanaka. In town, also have an accident at McCully and Lime. Traffic's normal to Hawaii Kai. To the west, the H1 slows at the airport exit on the viaduct. The Moanalua freeway is already backed up to Middle Street. Also had a stall a little while ago on the Moanalua at the top of Red Hill going westward.
Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Get ready for a classic tale with a veggie twist.
What a beast.
Veggie Beat. It's a family name.
Veggie Tales Beauty and the Beat, an all-new adventure on DVD, starring Kelly Pickler as Mirabelle.
I gotta show you love.
She'll show that everyone deserves a little love.
God loves us all, whether we deserve it or not.
You said it.
With 8 songs, including Deck the Halls.
Sing a veggie Christmas carol.
VeggieTales Beauty and the Beat, now on DVD. Available at Walmart.
In 1776, the difference of one vote gave America the English language instead of German. In 1876, the difference of one vote made Rutherford Hayes president of the United States. In 1923, the difference of one vote gave Adolf Hitler leadership of the Nazi Party. Get the idea? One vote, yours, makes a huge difference. Vote.
This message brought to you by National Religious Broadcasters.
We all want to retire someday, but how will we afford it? Marko Miuškovic here, financial advisor for Wealth Strategy Partners. Times are tough, but nothing brings comfort and security like having a financial strategy. Some financial strategies can be complicated. All those numbers and percentage points, it makes your head spin. But that's why I created an easier-to-understand system called Retirement Income Timeline. Let me analyze your situation using my Retirement Income Timeline, and I'll show you how you may be able to turn your money worries of today into a stress-free retirement of tomorrow. It's easy. Just call me and I'll assist you. Get your personal retirement income timeline by me, Marko Miuškovic, today. Call 695-2102, 695-2102.
Registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC, abbreviated PAS, 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products or services and advisory services are offered through PAS, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. 888-600-4667. PAS is a member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Signe Godfrey, president of Olson Staffing Services. Olson has been serving Hawaii for 27 years. We have a huge network of companies who are looking to hire. To apply, call 523-3313 or go to our website, olstonhawaii.com. Again, call us at 523-3313 or go to our website at olstonhawaii.com.
Achieving personal financial success can be complicated. Marko Miuškovic can make it simpler. That's something very good to know in a world where the wrong financial decisions can be all too costly. Marko Miuškovic, Vice President of Wealth Strategy Partners, has been helping people in Hawaii successfully organize and plan their finances for years. Marko uses an holistic approach to help you balance your current financial obligations as well as your future concerns. And he does this while keeping things simple. Organizing your finances is serious business, but it doesn't have to be complicated. Find out how Marko can help you make smart, informed decisions about your financial future. Call him and schedule your complimentary session and tell him your story. He's there to listen. The toll-free number to call is 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102. 877-695-2102. Marko Miuškovic.
You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marko Miuškovic. If you'd like to speak to Marko, either on the air or after the show, call toll-free from Oahu and the other islands, 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marko Miuškovic, Vice President and Financial Advisor at Wealth Strategy Partners. Wealth Strategy Partners, wide-angle comprehensive financial services firm located right here in Honolulu, 677 Alamana Boulevard, Suite 720. Every day, Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., we are on the air, try to pick the brain of our guests, try to learn as much as we can, and pretty much help you understand the dynamics of the business ownership and entrepreneurship. And today, special guest is psychologist Silke Vogelmann-Sein, PhD. Silke, good. Today we have like two difficult last names. First is mine, second is yours, and I'm doing my best. But actually, how am I doing? Am I doing fine?
Oh, you're doing beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, great. So Silke is a psychologist working with the people and helping them understand the dynamics behind why is the stuff happening in their life and pretty much going deep. And I appreciate you sharing a little bit about yourself. You're originally from Germany, been in Hawaii since 1973. Silke, tell me a little bit about your practice. Who do you working with and what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
On a day-to-day basis, I see a wide range of different clients. I have two specialties, namely traumatic experiences like sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, as well as substance abuse, but I also see a lot of clients with problems that are related to families and stress within the family and who have anxiety and depression and symptoms like that.
Silke, I believe personally is that all the problems that people are facing in their adult livelihood or in their adult lives is usually some kind of trauma from their childhood.
That is very accurate. And it often stems back to the fact that communication was impaired in their family of origin, and that there was lack of support and lack of understanding from the parent to the child.
So you said lack of communication between the parent and the child. So pretty much if we talk a little bit more to each other, we'll probably avoid a lot of problems.
Absolutely. If there's honest and open communication and if there's trust, you know, between the child and the parents, then you have a wonderful opportunity to create a good relationship.
Silke, when you're going through the training originally, when you're going to obtaining this degree and understanding how the human mind works, what is the things that you kind of like the most, and you kind of like got to those aha moments, you know, when you say, wow, this is like just amazing. And tell me how simple or complicated is human mind?
The human mind is very complicated. But the aha moments come when you have a client that maybe is in denial about their problems and their issues and they don't know what's going on. And then through the therapeutic process, all of a sudden they become aware and they say, oh, this is what's happening. Okay, now I know what to do. And then we can work on problem solving. And that's very rewarding. Very frequently, they are not assertive enough. They don't know that they can set boundaries. And once they learn that, their life improves dramatically.
From your experience, like working with the people, there is probably how many different type of personality? There is a bunch of different.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the type of personalities usually, I call them entrepreneurs and people that are willing to take additional risk, people that, you know, they have addiction to responsibilities, people that cannot stay still and be satisfied with average, everyday kind of like, you know, benefits like just waking up, eating, living, you know, they like always to build something new. So what is the problem with entrepreneurs? I mean, I say problem, but it generally is not a problem. Why is this happening?
Well, I think some of them are never satisfied. You know, they reach a goal and then they're still not happy, not satisfied. Okay, go on to the next goal.
Is there some kind of issue also from childhood?
Often, yes. It's like they have some low self-esteem or they never feel good enough and they have to prove themselves over and over and over. And then eventually they get burnt out.
So what will be the, like, but on the other hand, with our entrepreneurs, we will not reach the new levels in like science, in business, in life. So is it a problem, really?
Well, there has to be balance in the person's life. You know, as long as they want to achieve and do well and succeed, that's wonderful. But there has to be a balance where they can relax, you know, have time for themselves and that kind of thing. And then I think it's healthier.
Healthier. That's why on the beginning of the show, I usually ask the guest, how do you make the balance? What do you do? And we had like 200, probably 80 guests so far, and all of them answer differently. You know, you can find certain patterns like, you know, family or try to turn off the phone and electronics, try to focus on the time where they are, like a present time versus thinking about the stuff. So those are some of the answers. But generally, people are, you know, having issues finding that balance.
Absolutely. Because, you know, especially with social media. I mean, I've been working with a family and he is the owner of the business now, part owner, but mm-hmm. the dad is still involved. So he comes home and then his family is there and they want time with him. And then he disappears into his own room and doing phone calls and emails, and it doesn't work really well. So we had to restrict his activities and say, okay, maybe you can do 1 hour, but the rest be with the family.
And I usually say, when you're in a business and you're running the business or trying to run the business, in order to be successful, something always suffers. And it's harder on the beginning versus like being like 10 years or 15 years in a business when you're already established and everything Correct. Is kind of going on its own. And especially on the beginning, people suffer the most. And who suffers is usually the family.
The family, yes.
Right. So people come with the issue to begin with from their own childhood. Now their own family suffer for us. It's kind of like never ending story,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, from one generation to the next. But then what we do family sessions, you know, with the wife and the husband, and trying to really create something that they can work with where they still feel nurtured by each other. And that works very well.
Okay, before I go into the and talk about the exit planning and transferring the business from one generation to another, family-owned businesses, and what are the issues that family members are dealing with, psychological issues on top of financial and all the other ones, give me an example. Like you just mentioned, you have a, let's say, husband and wife. Husband is a business owner. Wife is doing her own stuff, working for someone or whatever. Or maybe just raising the children and staying at home and dealing with the kids like a two full-time jobs. What is the procedure? What is the process from the moment they walk in till they walk out?
Yes. What we do is we make a very careful assessment of the situation and why they're coming in for therapy. Now, some examples are that the person who is the successor of the business is unhappy because maybe he has a lot of different goals for the company than the father had, the original owner. However, he is reluctant to bring it up to their father because of childhood issues where there was lack of trust, and he may be worrying about making the father angry or upset. And so then we have to, you know, carefully assess, you know, what would be options, what would be strategies that he can use in order to become a little more assertive and gain independence.
So when people are considering like, okay, we have this stuff and this is, who usually initiated? Does the initiation comes from the younger generation or from the parent, and how open they are to ask and seek for professional help when it comes to psychology in order to solve the problems, in order to transfer their business, you know, successfully?
Mostly I deal with the younger generation because they are more open to therapy and they are the ones that really want to change and improve the situation. The older generation I see rarely. Now, if people are organizational psychologists, then they go into the company and then they work with the company and the issues that the company has. But I deal more with the individual issues that the younger people have, you know, taking over the business, wanting to expand the business. Or when the business isn't going well, what strategies can they use to improve the business? And there's a lot of conflict usually between the older generation and the younger generation.
Do you think that people, you mentioned the younger generations are more open to seek for help, right? Comparing to the older generation. Why is that? Is it like some kind of like, if I seek psychologists, I'm showing the weakness kind of deal, or?
Yes. The older generation thinks they are right and there's nothing wrong with them and they're entitled to be who they want to be. The younger generation is more aware that there are options for them. And maybe they have heard through friends, listen, you're not happy. Why don't you seek professional help? And it's more acceptable. And I have a lot of Oriental people in my practice, younger generation Orientals. And it's amazing how open they are to willing to work on it.
So there is a lot of probably culture issues too,
yes.
right?
Because
yes. they're coming maybe from one culture and now you living in Hawaii and you're coming from Asia, some very conservative country where they have a parents running the whole life.
Yes.
Even though you are maybe like 30 years old and they're still running your life. I mean, it's culture change, but also is like, you know, psychological change for
it's
them.
It's psychological like, because they often give the message, you are not ready. You need to learn more. You know, don't talk against me. I'm the boss. You know, and you can be happy you work here. And so they don't value often the contribution that the younger people make.
So,
or not sufficient.
So let's say this. So younger generations are more confused, maybe, but they're more open to seek for help.
Yes.
Versus older generation are more stubborn.
Yes.
And they're more, you know, having issues than a younger generation, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably,
but
right.
They don't know it.
They don't wanna face it, and right. Maybe they're too old. Maybe they got used to running the business or running their life a certain way. They don't wanna change, so they're not open for changing. And the bottom line is, if they want life and business to go on a different level, more successfully, they need to be open for change.
Yes, and sometimes we have to really figure out how can a younger person be heard by the older generation. And sometimes we have to involve other professionals in the process. For instance, people who know about investments, people who know about other strategies. Otherwise, they won't listen. So they have to gather other professionals to boost up their credibility.
So you're talking about a younger generation,
yes,
in front of the parents.
Yes.
Okay, that makes absolutely sense. So they just need to prove it, and because maybe parents are not listening to them enough.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, parents, let me give you an example. I come across a lot of time working with the business owners and family-owned businesses that, you know, parents are approaching that age. They have a idea in their head. And that idea is working in some different la-la land, in some kind of perfect life scenario. And they think that their kids are okay. They think that the kids just going to jump on the ball and say, yeah, daddy, I'm going to take over this business. Just let me know what I need to do. So they have in their head like a little their own world.
Yes.
Right? And that world is completely different. When I talk to the younger generation, when we interview the younger family members, and we find out that actually those two worlds are black and white, completely different.
Yes, exactly.
So parents are in that la-la, why they're in that denial, or maybe how you will call it, why they're in that little world on their own without a reality check?
Well, I think they're so used to being in control and being in charge that they're not willing to, you know, look at the other options that exist today. You know, there's a whole different world we live in. For instance, you know, even do marketing via the internet, they don't know about that much. And so they need a lot of education and a willingness to listen, and the younger generation has to show, look, if you listen to me, we have more profits, we have more business. But it's got to be demonstrated to some of these older people. They don't just believe it. You have to show figures and projections.
So good question is probably when I'm talking to the business owner, to the older generation, I ask them, are you willing to give up the control?
Perfect. Yes.
Right.
What do they say?
And most of the time, like, depends who is in the room. If there is no kids in the room, they will say, yeah, I mean, maybe, I don't know, yes, because they want to do this plan. But in reality, it's different because they still need to get out of that everyday routine where they're driving the bus.
Exactly.
And give it up and let the people make the mistake and learn from mistake. It's just like they're so used to their own way that it's hard for them to kind of like step down and let the, you know, kids run it or kids do on their own and try or fail and succeed. Why?
Yes.
Why? How can we fix that?
I think it's communication. I think honest communication and trust. It's namely that they are willing to see, okay, let me trust my son. Let me trust my daughter who is doing all this work for me. And let me open up my eyes and see what good work they're actually doing, rather than criticizing them or thinking in my mind they're not good enough yet. I'm still the boss. I need to step aside and let them develop and grow.
Okay, so this is a great time to make a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk how we can teach this older generation to start being more open and trust into their children and let them pretty much take over and run that business from that point on. Today's guest is Silke Vogelmann-Sein, PhD psychologist. My name is Marko Miuškovic, Vice President, Financial Advisor at Wealth Strategy Partners. We're talking about all the psychological issue that business owners are dealing with nowadays when they're running their own business and when they're trying to transfer the business to the younger generation. Stay tuned. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. We'll be right back after a quick commercial break.
KGU,
part of the Wall Street Business Network.
Accidents right now in town at King and Punchbowl, and over in Kailua, there's one on North Kalaheo near the canal. To the west from town, the H1 is backing up to the east end of the airport viaduct. The Moanalua slows at Middle Street. A heavy traffic doesn't give up until Ka'ahumanu. Inbound traffic from the west slows at the Likelike exit and stays slow to the Punahou exit. Conditions are typical to the windward side and Hawaii Kai.
In case it slipped your mind, jot our name down for the next time you need to ship freight. We're DHX, Dependable Hawaiian Express, and we operate from all four West Coast ports and from anywhere in the United States. Whatever size containers to or from the mainland or to Guam, your shipment will arrive on time, safe, and secure at prices that are easy to live with. So call your local DHX, Dependable Hawaiian Express office or toll free at 800-488-4888. We're dependable from start to finish.
It has been so much fun being your deals diva. Recently, I've even gotten to catch up with CSL Construction on a bathroom rebuild. I dragged along my deals dude, Keenan, so he could take some pointers, because what every woman wants is a dream home. We did our best to help, but at the end of the day, we left it for the experts. They've committed to finishing every project on time. Phew, good news for me. Right now, they have a standard tub-to-shower conversion with tile surround. Not really sure what that is? Check out HawaiiSalem.com.
AM 760 KGU,
streaming online at 760kgu.biz, and now on your smartphone on iHeartRadio.
We're Hawaii's business authority, AM 760 KGU.
Hi everyone, my name is John Madsen with CSL Construction. You've been hearing our commercials and interviews for some time here on the stations of Salem Media of Hawaii. It's been fun getting to know you, but I wanted to let you know how important it is for you to know something about me. I learned at an early age to do the right thing because it was the right thing to do. Treat people with respect and always do what you say you will. When we started this company, we wanted CSL Construction to have these same values. Welcome us into your home and we will honor you by giving you the highest level of quality while being committed to superior customer service. From concept to creation, whether you live in a freestanding home or a condo, we promise to deliver your dream look. Call us today at 621-9206 or just log on to cslconstruction.net. That's 621-9206 or cslconstruction.net. I look forward to helping you make your house the home you want. Please remember CSL Construction for all of your construction needs.
How would you like to work in the world of finance? Wealth Strategy Partners is considering smart, motivated financial associates. You will have the potential to earn competitive earnings while providing a necessary service to the community. Furthermore, when you join Wealth Strategy Partners, you will be eligible to receive a full benefits package, including insurance, a pension plan, and more. If you enjoy working with people and have an interest in making a difference in people's lives, contact Wealth Strategy Partners, 695-2102. That's 695-2102. Make the call that could change your life. 695-2102. Join Wealth Strategy Partners. 695-2102.
Registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC. Abbreviated PAS. 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products or services and advisory services are offered through PAS, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. 888-600-4667. PAS is a member of FINRA SIPC.
You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marko Miuškovic. If you'd like to speak to Marko, either on the air or after the show, call toll-free from Oahu and the Outer Islands, 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marko Miuškovic, Vice President and Financial Advisor at Wealth Strategy Partners. Wealth Strategy Partners, wide angle, comprehensive financial services firm located right here in Honolulu, 677 Ala Moana Boulevard, Suite 720. Today's guest is Silke Vogelmansson, PhD psychologist. And the reason why we have a psychologist in our studio is everything starts in our little heads. Everything starts in our mind. And most of the time, because we're dealing in our office, we're dealing with a lot of business owners that are trying to transfer the business and get out of the business, transfer the business to their children or transfer the business to the third party. A lot of time there is a mental blocks in place. So when it comes to transfer business to the third party, usually mental block is, I'm not ready to give up yet. I'm not ready to release the control. I'm not ready to sell my baby that I was building for 30 years, that I pretty much emotionally attached completely to it. When it comes to transfer to the family members, there is a lot of family, I call that Korean drama, inside of the family that is maybe dragging from the early days when the kids were younger and parents are kind of still looking at these kids. Yes, they want them to take over the business, but not really. It sounds really good for family to transfer the business from one generation to another, but parents are not really willing to do that because they still see their kids like little kids when they were like in their teenage or preschools or kindergarten. And they also probably dragging some kind of trauma from the early childhood. Right, Silke?
Correct. You're absolutely right. Especially, let's say, what is necessary is that the older generation shows trust in the abilities and capabilities of the younger generation. And if there's no trust, and that comes from the past, then it's very difficult to accomplish the goal.
I have a case scenario that in one point parents didn't, and you're right, trust, right? Parents didn't believe that their children can do it. They wanted them to do it, but they didn't believe because the kids were just not maybe going into the business schools and they didn't show the interest into the business or market. They were maybe doing something else, maybe like on the art side or on the music side. I mean, whatever. But they still want them to be in a business, and but they don't believe in them. So there is that conflict right there. We want the business to be passed to the kids. Kids are maybe interesting to do it, but then on the other side, parents are not honest and truthful enough to themselves and to the kids that the kids can do it.
Correct. And I think what they have to do is they have to really make a good assessment that the younger generation is capable and interested in the business. But let's assume they are. They are competent and they're bringing in business, and yet the older generation still doesn't trust them. So when they come into the office and they are frustrated, yeah, what I do with them is very careful evaluation and assessment as to why does the older generation not trust? What are the factors? What are the situations? And then we develop a strategy to say, I say to the younger people, you know, let's figure out what would help your dad to gain confidence in you. And then we come up with a strategy to accomplish that. Sometimes it has to do with meeting with dad and telling him, you know, I would like to talk to you and work out a plan of how I can have more responsibilities. And please let me know what I need to do or I need to learn that you're not comfortable with. And then they can begin to negotiate.
I agree. I 100% agree that in order to fix the problem, they need to, you know, pretty much pull all the stuff that was going under the table, put it on the table, and pretty much openly discuss those issues. And most of the time, the issues are from the past.
Yes.
Issues are from the past because something happened somewhere down the road, and that the kids are either still dragging with themselves as a baggage, or parents are still thinking in their head about that, and it was never clearly communicated because it will be too much drama or too much inconvenience.
Yes, but you know what? We do not address it directly. I mean, let's say the older generation was somewhat are critical and abusive when they grew up. And let's say the boy brought home A minus, and the dad said, well, how come you don't give me an A? What's wrong? So nothing was ever good enough. That's a common pattern that I see, that they're very perfectionistic. And because of that, the younger person is kind of afraid of that and is afraid that they're still not good enough, and they're taking that on, and then problems arise. And so we have to help them be more confident and then show dad that they can do something. And they can show by numbers, you know, how the sales have increased or whatever happened, so that dad gets convinced, oh, wow, yeah, I can trust him a little bit now.
And sometimes dad, you know, sometimes they see the results, but they still don't want to let it go.
Yes.
Sometimes they still don't want to let it go, and they, sometimes they still think that their way is the best way.
Yes.
I also find that from working with the people, some of the things that they usually, the younger generation usually say, well, I do not agree how my father or how my mother runs the business. I do not agree how they're treating the employees. I do not agree the way how they're doing the processes and procedures, how they're pretty much winging a lot of stuff because everything is like done over a number of years and a lot of stuff and results came out because of the experience, not because they have a process in place.
Yeah.
So a lot of time there is this disagreements, and the kids are, like you said, they're scared to come out and say, well, I don't want to do it that way.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. And on the other side, parents need to understand that their way maybe is a good way and works for them, but there is always, always other way.
Yes.
That will work for someone else.
Yes.
So how do you make that connection? I understand that the communication is important, but how you make that first attempt to solve that, issue and that miscommunication with the family members, how to bring it on the table and kind of face those challenging questions, especially if there is more than one sibling involved?
Well, it really depends on each particular family, to be honest. We cannot have a cookie cutter here. And so some of the examples that I've seen in my practice is that it's a very gradual process of confronting the parent and confronting him and say, you know, I need to make some changes here. Are you willing to go along with that? And then when the parent says, yes, okay, let's do it, and then say, okay, and let's look at the results, convince them step by step by step. That's what I found is most effective. It's a gradual process of showing that, you know, I can be successful, especially also where they have non-family employees, that they are treated equally, you know, and there's not a two-tier system, that the family has more privileges than the non-family employees, and there have to be very strict guidelines that have to be developed. And the younger people are for it, the older people are not that aware of it. But then when people leave, then it can be brought up, you know, let's make a change.
Right. So that's the one that when the parents, like running the business, yes, there is a kids in the business, but then there is this third person over here that they wish is their kid.
Yeah.
Because it's like how they envision their kids will be, but they're actually not. And that kind of brings the whole another spin into this dynamic. What I also find out is that a lot of time these questions are not brought up on the family meetings during the business because, yes, there is my cousin involved in the business, but I don't want to confront them in front of everyone because next week is their birthday party and we want to go there.
Correct.
Right? And because like personal and business get like very mixed up.
Yeah, very intertwined. And so most of the time what happens is these confrontational meetings happen outside of business meetings. And then they come up with a solution. Then when there's a business meeting with everybody, it'll just be presented. That's what we're going to do now. So it's outside. It's discussed. So for instance, if you have a cousin and is not performing, then there needs to be clear rules and the cousin needs to be confronted, you know, and not saying, oh, he's family and he can get away with it.
Right, because if you let it slide, then it gives a bad example for everybody else.
Yes.
In the business.
Yes.
And sometimes is, you know, you don't have a choice but let them go.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, because
you have to
because that is the best for the business, that's best for a family. own business, and you know, sometimes the hard decision need to be made, right?
Absolutely, because if they favor a cousin, let's say, who is not working well, then other employees get very discouraged.
Good. Silke, you know, dealing with the people mind can be interesting, very interesting, right? And I personally believe once I get all my designations that are my industry related, I'm probably going to go for the psychology degree, something that I can do after hours online, whatever, just to get a better grasp of the things. Because, you know, I'm dealing with this in the office, and when we've been doing the, like, financial strategizing and planning for our clients, we got everything. Like, you know, it's not only like what's your balance sheet looks like. We got everything. We get all the dynamics of the family, of the business, of the family members between. It's really, everything is based on the finances, and finances a big impact on people's psychology.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if they cannot pay the bill,
oh yeah,
puts the extra pressure on them. So, you know, it's hard nowadays to solve that. You know, you can solve it by giving them a job, helping them make more money. But how you can suggest people, what should people do to stay sane in nowadays world?
Well, I think when it comes to wanting to help family, I guess that's your question.
Right.
Yeah? Because
right.
Let's say he doesn't have a job and we can maybe help him get a job. There has to be a really good assessment made. What are this person's skills and what are the deficits? And if you can put them in a situation where their skills contribute to the company, then put them on a trial basis and see that they can do it, with a clear understanding that if it doesn't work out, you know, they don't have a job.
So pretty much, let's find out what is that family member unique ability.
Yes.
And, you know, don't try to put their unique ability on them. Just use whatever they're good in and try to integrate it with the rest of the business.
Yes, yes. And then if it doesn't work out, to be firm and let them know ahead of time, you know, even though you're a relative, you know, we have to put the business first. You know, it has to be profitable.
And I'm just going to quickly go over the exit planning steps. It's a process, and it's a 7-step process that requires the certain things to put in place. And the reason why I'm going to mention this quickly is because every successful exit plan should start with the time, how much time we have to transfer that business. And that kind of goes back to what you just said. We can give the people, family member, child, a trial period.
Yeah.
Give them a certain period of time. Give them a clear responsibility and clear objectives, and try to identify their unique ability. And if it doesn't work, at least we know.
Yeah.
Or parents know, or kids know.
And at least you gave them a chance.
Give them a chance, right?
Yeah. But it's got to be a professionally run business, ideally, because otherwise you get into all these difficulties and problems. I know I've worked with one family business, and a lot of the employees that were there a long time left because they didn't get enough pay. And the son wanted to give them more pay, but the dad said no, and so they left.
Well, we definitely realized today by having a psychologist over here that life in general is hard. There is a lot of challenges, right?
Yes.
Psychological challenges. But the first step is, if you see that something doesn't work, and a lot of people know that there is issue from before, they should seek professional help.
I agree. Because sometimes it's too difficult to know what to do because they're stuck in these old patterns, you know, let's say of non-assertiveness, of fear, anxiety, and then they don't step up to the plate.
So let's clean up the mess first,
yes.
Bring all the garbage out,
right.
And then work on exit plan. Let's take a last break, and then we're going to wrap up today's show with Silke Vogelmann-Sein, a psychologist licensed in Hawaii, located 1188 Bishop Street. SILKE.com. You can find her online. My name is Marco Mishkovich. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
760 KGU.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
If you're going west, we've got the usual backups. On the H1, it's slow at the east end of the airport viaduct. The Moanalua slows at Middle Street. And on the Moanalua, we've got an accident now reported at the stadium exit. Also, a couple of accidents in town, King and Punchbowl, and by the Makiki Post Office on Lunalilo Street at Pensacola. Traffic through town on the H1, fine westbound. Eastbound, though, it starts slowing at the Likay.
Achieving personal financial success can be complicated. Marco Muscovich can make it simpler. That's something very good to know in a world where the wrong financial decisions can be all too costly. Marco Muscovich, Vice President of Wealth Strategy Partners, has been helping people in Hawaii successfully organize and plan their finances for years. Marco uses an holistic approach to help you balance your current financial obligations as well as your future concerns. And he does this while keeping things simple. Organizing your finances is serious business, but it doesn't have to be complicated. Find out how Marco can help you make smart, informed decisions about your financial future. Call him and schedule your complimentary session and tell him your story. He's there to listen. The toll-free number to call is 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102. 877-695-2102. Marco Muscovich.
How would you like to work in the world of finance? Wealth Strategy Partners is considering smart, motivated financial associates. You will have the potential to earn competitive earnings while providing a necessary service to the community. Furthermore, when you join Wealth Strategy Partners, you will be eligible to receive a full benefits package, including insurance, a pension plan, and more. If you enjoy working with people and have an interest in making a difference in people's lives, contact Wealth Strategy Partners, 695-2102. That's 695-2102. Make the call that could change your life. 695-2102. Join Wealth Strategy Partners. 695-2102.
Registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC. Abbreviated PAS. 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products or services and advisory services are offered through PAS, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. 888-600-4667. PAS is a member of FINRA SIPC.
You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marco Muscovich. If you'd like to speak to Marco, either on the air or after the show, call toll-free from Oahu and the Outer Islands, 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marco Muscovich, Vice President and Financial Advisor at Wealth Strategy Partners. Today's guest is Silke Vogelman, signed psychologist, licensed in Hawaii, 1188 Bishop Street, 531-1232. We're talking about family dynamics and family issues when business owners are trying to transfer the business to the family member, to the kids, and all the drama, I call it Korean drama, that goes under the table that need to be faced before the successful transfer happened. So Silke, we have like a couple of minutes left. Since you are dealing with the people minds and you understand the issues better than anybody else because you train by trade to do that, what will be the key points that people should take home today and pretty much work on it on their own, or maybe ask for a help from a person like yourself?
Well, what I would say is that the number one issue is that the older generation is open to the needs and feelings of the younger generation and vice versa. Because if there's no openness, there cannot be negotiation, compromise, discussion. So that, I think, is number one. Number two is that they can sit down and develop clear goals. What do we want for this company? What needs to be done to accomplish this? And come up with some clear plans that they can agree on, everybody, so that the younger person knows, okay, that's where we're going to go, and that's in agreement with the older generation. So that's really the key. If there's no openness from the older generation to the younger generation, then it's very difficult to accomplish this in a positive manner.
I'll say just rule of thumb. You know what? You have a business. People have issues. You know, everybody has the issues. If you want to transfer to a family member, doesn't hurt to take and seek professional help just for the sake of it, just to make sure that there is no miscommunication from the past, is covered by the health insurance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, so you don't even need to pay out of the pocket. Go check it out. It's not going to hurt. It's just going to, you know, you're going to spend an hour or two or maybe more, depends on the issue, but it's going to help.
Absolutely.
Silke, thank you so much for being guest at the Hawaii Money Resource. Today's guest, Silke Vogelmansein, psychologist, 531-1232.
Thank you for having me.
This was a great show. You guys can reach to Silke at 531-1232, silke.com. That's a website. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marco Miuszkowicz, Vice President, Financial Advisor at Wealth Strategy Partners. Check this. If you missed this podcast, check it online. It's going to be up soon. HawaiiMoneyResource.com.
The Living Balance Sheet and the Living Balance Sheet logo are registered service marks of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, New York, New York. The graphics and text used herein are the exclusive property of Guardian and protected under U.S. and international copyright laws. Copyright 2005 to 2011. The Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. This show is for informational purposes only. Individual risk tolerance and investment objectives must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations. Marco Miuszkowicz is a registered representative and financial advisor for Park Avenue Securities, LLC, 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products, services, and advisory services are offered through Park Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, 888-600-4667. Financial representative, The Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, New York, New York. Park Avenue Securities is an indirect, wholly owned subsidiary of The Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. Wealth Strategy Partners is not an affiliate or subsidiary of Park Avenue Securities or The Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. Park Avenue Securities is a member FINRA SIPC.